Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
All right, it's Sunday afternoon. It's 4:04 p.m. We're starting the show a couple of minutes late. But that's okay because I was learning a new thing today on my leg because I'm in a different rehab called INSA. So today I'm really learning how to stand on my leg, really literally learning how to get in the kitchen using my walker, withstand the pressure. So pretty exciting. I made eggs with bell peppers and sausage today for the whole house. It's a really amazing house. We're here with six other people, and then they have about six staff with us. So it's amazing. So we're going to go on with the show. And we are going to play a song by M.O.G. Bless. We'll be right back.
M.O.G. Yeah. G. Praise. I'm blessed. No stress, no stress. I'm blessed.
If you know you blessed, then give them glory. Gotta give them praise, can't nobody do it for you. Deep praise, we the best, don't know the story. Man, I got this bumping from Carolina, California. Man, I got a blessing coming, can't take it from me. Know my God gon' take a little something and make it something, just in case I gotta pay for something. Man, there ain't nothing. Close your eyes, you gotta pray for something. You expect something. Real talk. I'm blessed. No debts. We just use a little faith and let God do the rest. I'm blessed. You blessed. In the city or the field. Y'all eating in the jacks. I'm blessed. No stress. I'm blessed. No stress. I'm blessed.
God got me, yeah. I know that I was blessed. I'm just focused on what's next. Cause when God got you set, you ain't worried about the rest.
Woke up feeling blessed, feeling like a check with the world in such unrest. Ay, I woke up like this. Hold up, pray before I eat, pray before I sleep. And if I die before I wake, I pray my Lord to keep. Hold up, holy Genesis, we was innocent, hopping picket fence just to get a lick, hit the benefits, spend the dividends with some linens and cars, we rented it. Black man feeling endangered, yeah, straight up out the mud, we came up, yeah. Call on God, never hang up, no shame, son, but my faith will never change up, yes.
I'm blessed. No stress. I'm blessed. No stress. I'm blessed.
All right, we're back. That was MLG with Blessed. And what is Veterans Day? Veterans Day is serving and protecting. That's to the past, the present, and the future men and women who choose to serve our country selflessly. Selfishness without selflessness. Sorry, that's it all to you. These people leave their home every day knowing that they may not come back to their spouse, to their loved ones, to be a mom, a brother, sister, wife, husband, because they care about their country. We are not the perfect place. No place in the world is perfect, whether you're overseas or in the United States. But they fight for what they believe, and they believe in a country that our forefathers developed. Veterans Day is an official United States public holiday observed annually on November 11th that honors military veterans, that is, persons who serve in the United States Armed Forces. That can be Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Army, and Navy. It coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day and Remembrance Day. And Remembrance Day is really important because we celebrate all the people who have passed, whether they died in battle or ill, but they were serving in the military. Celebrated in other countries that mark the anniversary of the end of World War I, major hostilities of World War I were formally ended at the 11th hour and 11th day of the 11th month of 1918 when the armistice with Germany went into effect. The United States previously reserved Armistice Day. The U.S. holiday was renamed Veterans Day in 1954. Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day. Public holiday in May, Veterans Day celebrates the service of U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day honors those who died while in military service. It is also not to be confused with Armed Forces Day, a minor U.S. remembrance that also occurs in May, which specifically honors those currently serving the United States military. On November 11, 1919, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson issued a message to his countrymen on the first Armistice Day, in which he expressed what he felt that day meant to America. Addressed, and then there's more that he's read, but I'll just read a little bit. The White House, November 11, 1919, a year ago today, our enemies laid down their arms in accordance with the armistice, which rendered them impotent to renew hostilities and to give the world an assured opportunity to reconstruct and reconstruct. So basically, why did I want to talk about this today? Because people choose to have different jobs. We're not going to all have the same job. But I am forever grateful, and I know that so many more Americans are, for people who choose to work in the military for us and to protect us without regard for that they may die today, tomorrow, or in the future. They love their country, and we should, as a country, stand by them, whether we agree or not agree, because it takes a special person to go and to want to serve our country. We can remember that. Today I was going to do it by, race, but I'm just going to remember there was the Tuskegee Airmen, there were the Koreans Nationals who fought in Vietnam, so many different races, Indians, Caucasians that fought in these wars to protect our country, regardless of their fellow human beings coming, because they did it out of act of love. What is the act? What is just the caring for other people that you put them first? So when you see a veteran or you see somebody serving in the military, give them a hand and thank them. All right. We're going to go to Dwayne. God help me to pray, because our country really does need to pray. Pray for the country, pray for the countrymen, pray for the people in Congress and the U.S. president, and also pray for the world. We need to come together. I know that we're not going to always have peace, but I believe in prayer first. And here we go with Dwayne God.
Get it right.
It's time to realize that that's the truth.
baby.
All right, that was Dwayne God with Help Me to Pray. We are now going to go to another song because I just believe today should be a thankful day for people just to be able to listen to the show, be thankful for the people that serve them. Also, I don't know if you guys know, but a lot of police officers end up going. Their previous military, so I think that's something important to note, that service doesn't continue because you get out. People choose careers that they can serve others. Not all of us are meant to serve others, but it's just something unique born to each person. We all have a gift and a talent, and remember that and use that. Also want to remind you guys of Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you to give you a hope and a future, and to prosper you, not harm you. God died for all of us. It's not just one person of one color, but for everybody. So remember that. I want you guys to take a few minutes and think about your life and what you hope, what your legacy to do, what you can do with your life. So just think about that. I'm very thankful today for the people who sponsor my show and who give back to me. I want to thank you for Kimmy Kim from Relations Radio and Magazine for being one of my best sponsors. She has fantastic shows. They have a conference coming up, so make sure that you guys tune in for that on Food Radio. She can be hired on iHeart, Spotify. I want to thank you to Queen Sylvia, who is just a friend, but she also sends us great guests. So we want to give both of them a helping, just a hand to say thank you.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
And Fishbowl Radio is amazing radio. They have Arthur's Radio Time for people who write books, and they have so many different shows. Queen Sylvia is a comedian, and she's amazing. So just wanted to let you know that. I just think that that's a good thing. I was looking up some stats here on the officers that go into the police force. All right, so in 2009, in the veterans that go to law school, it's a natural fit. Some do not, but they say the profession is the best suited for them. U.S. statistics say that reports that veterans was 7.7% for the that was for unemployment. I'm sorry about that. Well, just know that the officers, a lot of them go to the military. Well, I want to remind everybody that you can also, if you need help in any state in the United States, you can dial 211 in any area, and they will help you with whether it's domestic violence. If you're in a domestic violence situation and you're being abused, you need to get help immediately. You need to get out of the situation. Your life is far more important than worrying about your social status and your children. You are worthy. God loves you. So please, if you need immediate help and you're being abused in a domestic violence situation, get out of that and go call 911 or get to call or ask for your friends for help. If you're suicidal and cannot wait, please go to the nurse room, dial 911. For other counseling needs, please dial 211 in your area, and you can go from non-compensatory to budgeted compensatory amount to pay for your counseling. Maybe you need family counseling, child counseling, for food banks, from maybe referrals for housing. There are services out there to help everybody, also for aging adults. Remember, adults, please, if you know of any child or senior citizens being abused, please call 911 or report to the nearest hotline for those. I appreciate you guys for listening. We're going to play a few more songs. All right, here we go by appointment.
Sheets of rain falling down, people moving all around. Some never think how great you are, some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you think they'd all cry, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent, most God. Stars in the moon sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, in a day gone tomorrow, days of joy and days of sorrow. Some even ask what life's about, some live and don't see you're the way out. Is it only look and see your glory in the great heavenly? They'd have to cry out, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent God. Yes, your Gloria. The mountains clap and the hills sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, you are. No one's holy like you are. You are. Yes, there's none besides you. You are. And there's no rock like you, Lord. No rock like you, Lord. You are. I find no fault in you. You're my glorious God. You are. Yes, you're glorious. In your greatness and your power, in your majesty and your victory. Is he to you? He is to me. And so much more. Oh, we worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Go on and worship him, worship him, worship the Lord. Is there anybody here? Anybody loving like I do? Then say you are. Your Gloria.
to tell men about dreams you